This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Most Americans will get a check from the government now that President Trump has signed the COVID-19 financial aid package after first refusing to accept it as agreed upon by lawmakers. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Pandemic relief is on the way from Washington after President Donald Trump finally relented and signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package that passed the House and Senate by wide margins. Trump, who threw a monkey wrench into the works after congressional passage, demanding $2,000 relief checks, signed the legislation Sunday at his private club in Florida. The COVID legislation includes direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year, $120 billion in unemployment insurance, $25 billion for rental assistance to those who've fallen behind on their rent, and $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses hit hard by the pandemic.
The investigation continues into why 63-year-old Anthony Warner blew himself up and an RV in Nashville on Christmas Day. Three other people were hurt. But David Roush, the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, says there are signs the bomber didn't want to kill anybody but himself.
The audio from the vehicle warning people that an explosion was imminent. The opportunity to clear the area certainly gives you that insight that the possibility was that he had no intention of harming anyone but himself. But that obviously plays into our investigation.
David Roush of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation on the Today Show this morning. Health experts are warning that January may be the darkest month of the pandemic so far, at least in part because so many Americans traveled over the holidays. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel takes us to the movies.
A much-anticipated movie has beaten the field at the box office. As expected, Wonder Woman has flown to financial heights, at least as far as the pandemic era is concerned. The Patty Jenkins movie took in $16.7 million during the Christmas weekend, the best numbers of any movie released during the pandemic era. Of course, that is only a fraction of what the movie starring Gal Gadot and Chris Pine would have made with the typical release, but nothing has been typical about 2020. Wonder Woman was also released on HBO Max, but Warner Brothers did not release exact streaming numbers, so we don't know how it did there. However, some would-be viewers reported problems picking up the stream, especially those using Roku to watch it. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
67% of American households now own a pet. More of us getting pets during the COVID lockdown. That's according to an industry analyst. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.